Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, as I told you earlier on, it's only 3 days since this was identified in Botswana by some brilliant African scientists. The reaction to it would appear to be extreme, but then again, they are, I suppose, closing the stable door before the horse actually bolts. Let me speak to someone who's been on the Opinion Line a couple of times. That is Dr. Elizabeth Brint, who is an immunologist at UCC. Beth, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ.
We're doing our best to stay calm and rational here, and that's why I want to talk to someone like yourself. What do we, I know it's only 3 days since the Africans discovered this, but what do we know?
So, yeah, absolutely, we need to stay calm and rational. I think that's incredibly important. It's great to see countries moving together quite quickly at this stage, you know. I mean, and that's stuff that we've learned from the last 18 months and how to react in a more timely manner than we may have done 18 months ago, you know. So this is still just a variant of interest. It's likely to move to a variant of concern in the near future, but at the moment, it's still just a variant of interest. What they have identified is a really high number of mutations in the spike protein. So they've identified up to 30 mutations in the spike protein. Now, that's of extreme interest to us all because it's the spike protein that the vaccines are made against. So it's the spike protein that all our antibodies are directed against. Mm-hmm. And so the concern is there's two aspects to this variant. One is that it seems to be spreading quicker than the Delta variant. And we know that the Delta variant is very transmissible. So in that area of South Africa and that they identified this, they saw a really sudden peak in transmissibility. And so that we do think that it may be more transmissible than the Delta. But again, this is really early days. So we need to wait for the science to catch up and tell us more facts on this as well. And then, of course, not only is it more transmissible, but it's got these mutations in the spike protein. So we need to find out how our vaccines are going to respond to it. And hopefully they'll respond well in terms of clinical symptoms.
Somebody used a horrible term on social media last night. And straight away I said, please don't say that. They're calling it vaccine proof. Not true. Not necessarily true at all.
No, I mean, we don't know. As you said yourself when you started this, it's only 3 days since this was identified, 2 days since we all started to react to it and learn more about it. We don't know, is it vaccine proof? So these are all mutations that we've seen separately. So we've seen bits of these mutations, like the alpha mutation is in there and the delta mutation is in this new variant. So we know that our vaccines are protecting to a good degree when in the early stages post-vaccine, particularly against these variants. So we just need to see how well our vaccines respond to this variant. And of course, let's not forget that with these mRNA vaccines, we have the ability to tweak our vaccines and then to make potentially a new vaccine to be more directed against this variant. So so many of us have now been vaccinated that we've seen this spike protein, we've raised immune response to it. We're likely to have a good level of protection against it. It may not help with the transmissibility issue particularly, but in terms of protection of clinical symptoms, because so many of us are vaccinated and we have seen it before, it's likely to have good protection against clinical symptoms. So, being
hospitalized. And I would expect, Beth, that in labs in Africa and indeed, I suppose, all over the world now, they are looking at that already.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so that's what we're, that's when any of these variants raise their very ugly heads, really, you know, that's.
Oh dear, I think we've lost her line.
We have to wait for the science to catch up. Yeah. So we'll be working to see whether how the immune response responds to the vaccines, how the immune response responds to this variant, okay. And then how protective they are. So yes, absolutely, we're working really hard on that.
That line will hopefully hold for a moment or two more. Talk to me briefly about T cell reaction, because we know about spike proteins. They're the bits, as they said, that stick onto you like the dew in the grass in the summer on the sticky back weed. That's where the vaccine. Talk to me about T cell immunity and how important that is.
I'd love to talk about T cell immunity. Absolutely, so this is really probably. This is on the back of this relatively recent small report showing that there might be a good level of T cell response to both the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We have two levels of our immune system, with the more advanced level, what we call the adaptive immune response, and that's got two arms, one of which people are going to be so familiar with, which is that one of those arms is the B cells that make antibodies. But what hasn't had massive coverage in the last 18 months of this pandemic is the role of T cells. So the T cells are the other arm of your adaptive immune response, and they're critically important in generating immune responses. In fact, 80% of your white blood cells are T cells, and that'll just tell you how important they are. So with all vaccines, we're not just looking for an antibody response, but also looking to see, will it also generate a T cell response? And there's this interesting study showing that the adenoviral vaccines, which are the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, may be driving a stronger T cell response than the mRNA vaccines. Uh-huh. So that needs following up on as well. So they're wondering, is that why we're seeing maybe slightly more containment of this spike in the UK, although that's probably due to the fact that they started their boosters earlier as well. Mm. So there may be a different kind of long-lasting immune response to the adenoviral backbone vaccines, because they've got a different makeup and you're going to turn on different bits of your immune response.
Yeah, they do different things in the body. Yeah. They all have effectiveness in their own way. I suppose a question that I put to many of our contributors before I let you go, Dr. Brint, is this, and some people are bemused and befuddled by the number of changes, and they're saying, well, it was that last week, it's this next week, now they're panicking because of something in Africa. Who do I believe? What do I do? It's very confusing for people to try to take all of this in, because it changes all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't forget that we're dealing with a whole brand new pathogen. I mean, this is a pathogen that we didn't know 18 months ago. My goodness, we know much more about it now than we did then, but it's still new and we're still learning. And there's all, we were anticipating variants. That was always on the cards, because now you've got this incredibly high level of spread, particularly in countries that the vaccines aren't reaching as well. I mean, we can see how much spread we've got with an incredibly high level of vaccine coverage. So where you have high levels of spread, you're going to develop variants. So that is happening, but also, you know, so the messaging of the governments will change in a reactive manner to the latest developments. And also, you know, I mean, we've got the new statements on mask wearing in schools. That's, in my opinion, as a mother of two primary school age children, that is very much to be welcomed. You know, we're seeing the highest level of infection in that age of children. So mask wearing will protect them. And of course, now the good news that the vaccines have been improved for the 5 to 11-year-olds, which is, again, going to limit our spread. So it's a constantly evolving, changing situation. So yes, the messaging will change as the situation changes.
I don't think we ever thought, or maybe we did, maybe people did. Did we ever think we'd get to a second Christmas though, Elizabeth, and be in this sort of a situation?
Oh, look, I mean, as I said, the situation changes constantly. And so we're all tired of it.
Yes.
And it is disappointing, but depressingly, it's exactly where we are. And so we need to remember all the things we know how to do. Yeah. We know how to keep our distance from people. We know how to limit our social interactions. We know that, you know, sitting outside is better. So put your gloves on, put your coat on, bring your blanket to the pub and sit outside with your small group of friends that you're meeting this week.
And is it still as basic as wash your hands?
I mean, hand washing is always incredibly important for limiting spread of everything. But we do know, of course, that ventilation is critical and that this is an airborne vaccine. So ventilation is so critical, which, of course, as well, is the issue in schools and having to keep the windows open all the time. And all these kids sitting very close to each other in what are, because our buildings are older, sometimes poorly ventilated school buildings.
Yeah. Let us just be mindful of change. Thank you so much, Dr. Elizabeth Brinth, an immunologist based at UCC.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.